11L, Brooklyn's great radio with Radio New York International.
This is 11L RNI.
Here on the internet.
The station that loves to give things away.
Hey, this is 11L Radio New York International. We've got a special guest, Bruce Williamson, who's giving away his clothing today. Here we go. You can own a Bruce Williamson's t-shirt. Used sock. Is there a hole in the sock, Bruce?
No, they're brand new.
Brand new? Brand new socks. Barry, anything else to give away?
Let's see. I'll give the contents of my pockets, which will be a surprise even to me.
This is 11L Radio New York. People looking into their pockets for things to give away here.
I'm wondering what it is I just offered everybody.
I don't know either. Let's see. I'm still checking the microphones. So we got a special Greg. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Take two. We've got a special guest in the studio, Bruce Williamson. Bruce, all the way from just somewhere in the suburbs of Pennsylvania, of Pittsburgh?
About 50 miles north of Pittsburgh.
50 miles.
In between Pittsburgh and Erie.
That's twice the distance Edwin Starr had to walk, you know. He only had to walk 25 miles.
Yes. So Bruce has been in the city. He's been hanging out at the 11L studio, loitering as usual. All the guests come here to loiter. And we've been checking out the IPO show. Some great, great shows. And unfortunately, tonight's the last night of IPO. And Barry and I are back from the IPOs. We saw Leader. We saw Sexy Heroes, a pop detective artist group. Bruce is here. He's hanging out just a little bit. Bruce, you're in a band. Tell me a little bit about the band that you play in. Million-selling band. Yeah, we don't get that music in New York. We only get it out in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, well, the band name is the Electricons, and we do all original music. We've got two CDs out, and we're working on a third CD at the present time. So we're on a little break from live performances, but we're going to be back in the studio, and then once we get that all completed, and hopefully even before we get that completed, we can be out playing and. And we'll be ready to go.
So how long, what's the name of the band?
The Electricons.
That's a great name. I like that name.
Yes, it sounds like comic book heroes, you know.
Yeah. Well, it originated with Leprechauns, but
but it's not Irish music, obviously.
Obviously not.
Obviously not. It's we got the windows open, folks. If you hear the horns beeping outside, it's the fans coming by saying, hey, it's the Power
right.
Pop.
Beep, beep.
This is Power Pop Lane here in Brooklyn. So we got Bruce here from the Electricons, and we want to play some of that music. Oh, well, first of all, what do you think of the IPO shows?
I mean, IPO is fantastic. I can't believe that I went in there last night and saw so many great bands. There wasn't a bad band in the whole batch. And thank you for inviting me, Barry, and being such a hospitable guy. Host.
What am I, chicken soup here?
And Dave for driving our tired butts around.
Wow, we're getting phone calls on the air.
We are the only radio station that doubles as a bed and breakfast.
Let's do
wonderful.
It. Hey, we got Sherman. Sherman, you're on the live. You're on the radio. How are you doing? We just got back from the Power Pop shows. This is recorded. Don't tell anybody. This segment. But how are you doing, Sherman?
I'm sick. How are you?
You're okay. You're sick?
I got this cold. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. We're sitting here with Bruce Williamson. Remember Bruce from he was sitting behind you a good part of the evening?
Oh, I know Bruce. He's a guitar player from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
There you go. Sherman, so how are you? Other than being a little sick and a little under the weather, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in at this moment.
I'm on the air?
You're on the air. This is live radio at its absolute best.
So do not sneeze or blow your nose, Sherman.
David, you got your radio show host voice on.
Well,
I'm going to try to put on my radio show guest voice on. When you bought me, I was on the air, so I don't have to talk about my personal business with all your listeners.
Well, acquiring minds want to know.
And Sherman, unless you want Get Well cards, if you would like Get Well cards from all over the world, then please tell us everything about what's wrong with you.
No. We got to figure out what's wrong with us first, Barry.
Oh, that's true.
Once we can figure out what's wrong with us, then we can conquer the world.
I need lots of Get Well cards myself.
So, Sherman, did you dig the IPO show last night?
Man, it was so cool. I couldn't believe it. Every band was great. I was there from the beginning to the end, and it was rocking. How about you? Did you have a good time?
No. I went out to Blimpie's, got a couple of burgers, went down the block for another bar to get some shots, and then I came back, and it was over, and I was happy and went home. No, I had a great time. I had a fabulous time. I were hanging out with Lanny Flowers. So, Lanny, if you're out there, driving, I think Lanny was driving from New York all the way to Nashville, and then from Nashville further down.
If you're out there, Lanny, keep your eyes on the road.
Right. Lanny's, they're mentioning me on the radio. Look at this.
The long, tall Texan.
Yes, it is. We had a blast. So Sherm, it was really fun, man. David Bash does a great job. And you know what? I'm going to say it now. The only complaint I had, you ready, Barry?
I'm ready.
Okay. The only complaint I had, and I think everyone in the venue did, aside from how great of a job that David does, how he brings some of the best talent to New York, people that you really need to hear, the venue is too small. Too small. And I've discussed this off the air. I'm discussing it on the air. And David, this is an open letter to you to please, next year, take some advice from Dave and Barry and some of other trusted friends in the New York Metroplex area and have a real larger venue for music. Do you agree with that, Sherman?
Well, this is what I think. Some of the people in the audience like to sit and watch a show. And the management took Barry's seat away from him. It was sad to see. He was sitting, relaxing. You know, he was up standing all day. His legs were hurting after doing all that shopping, buying all those CDs. He needed to sit down, and he was sharing that seat with Bruce. They were a tag team. Bruce would be sitting, and then Barry would be sitting, and then Bruce, and then Barry. And then all of a sudden, there was no chair. So, you know, there must be a venue in New York City that has seats for Barry and Bruce next year.
No one else.
That's what I think.
And maybe a seat for you. I can understand that. Sherman, I actually think Barry should have, like, stuck up for his rights, taken the bottle of beer he had, smashed it on a chair, and demanded his MTV, not his MTV, his chair, I think. You think violence would work?
He should get a chair. I think that he should have even had to share a chair. He should have had his own chair, and Bruce should have had his own chair, and David, you should have had to sit on Andy's lap all night, you know?
You're getting a little personal here. You're getting a little in-family stuff here, Sherman, a little in-family stuff. But I want to apologize to the listeners. We seem to have some noise going on, some commotion outside the studio, and I don't think it's fans this time. But
no, it's not the police, Dave, so don't worry. It's not the police.
Listen, Sherman, we got to continue on here because we want to play some more of Bruce's tunes, Bruce Williamson's with the Electricon. Bruce Williamson, right? There you
yes.
go. I'm speaking like a real New Yorker, slurring my words, and I'm not drinking now. I'm really not.
No, wait until that starts.
Perhaps later. Anyway, Sherm, let me give you a buzz back later when I'm off the air. And the sound went away.
Yay!
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Right, all sound went away.
The sounds of silence. Very good. Anyway, Sherm,
we'll be part of the 11L Radio New York International Network, and Bruce, have a safe trip back home, and I'll talk to you guys later.
Thank you very much, Sherm. I certainly will.
Sherm, stay tuned, listen to some Electricon's music, and you know what? We'll make you a listener, too, of Electricon's. Great stuff here on 11L Radio New York International. Sherman, thanks for calling. We'll catch you later.
And feel better, buddy.
Take care. Thanks, guys.
Be well. Bye bye. Hey, that was Sherman calling in from beautiful off center. He's off center Bay Ridge too, but the opposite off center than I am.
He's at my part of off center.
So we're both off center in our own way.
Nobody lives right in the middle of Bay Ridge.
Well, Century, we'll do a commercial. Century's Department Store. Great, great off-price clothing just for you.
Right in the middle of Bay Ridge.
I hear people, is this Halloween going on? I hear people running and trick-or-treat. This is the 11L Network, the trick-or-treat sound of the airwaves. We're talking with Bruce Williamson from the Electricons. And Bruce, you got a couple of tunes you want to spin for us?
I can certainly do that. Here's one we had. We were sitting around drinking one day and we came up with this song title, and I'm going to let this speak for itself, I think.
The Electricons. Wait, well, let's hold. Let's do a jingle in front of it. Let's see if we can do it right.
On your stereo, good times and great music with
Dave the Boogeyman
from New York.
Yeah, we're professional here. Got that big time jingle? There we go.
You can go about your business. You can go about your business with a smile on your face. Do the job you're paid to do, knowing haste makes waste. Revel in the daily things with both eyes on the ball. Until your life heads downhill, you don't know how far you'll fall. I wonder why when I'm extra high, I wonder what when I'm messed up. I wonder who, and it's true, I wonder when I'll get high.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. The Electricons with Bruce Williamson here on 11L Radio New York International, Brooklyn's best power pop station. What do you think, Barry?
I like that. Bruce, why don't you give us the name of that song so people can run out and look it up.
That's Extra High.
Oh, not just high, extra high.
Extra, extra, extra. Read all about it, high. Yeah, that's off our second album, second CD.
How many CDs does the Electricons have?
We have two CDs out currently, and we're working on the third one right now.
Very cool. And where can they if they like this music?
If you like the music,
if you don't like the music, where can they go to buy it?
You can go straight to CD Baby, which they also distribute through Amazon.com, almost anywhere. Or if you have trouble finding that, go to electricons.com. And
spell it.
electricons.com. And there is a link from our website, and all the information's there, and it'll take you right into CD Baby. We're also on Facebook, in case anybody wants to friend us on Facebook.
We've got a
site up there on Facebook also, and it also has a music store link right from that site. So that's if you want the stuff,
you can get it there. Or you can reach out and just call us at 718-238-1132, and we'll give you the information.
And Dave will bootleg it for you.
With your permission, of course. You know.
Bruce, let me just ask also, this is your first trip, your first long trip into New York. How are you enjoying it?
I love this city. I love it. The nightlife is unbelievable. It's just like the middle of the day at 3 o'clock in the morning in Manhattan. So it's just really fabulous to be here, and I'm really happy to be a part of the IPO. So it's just a great show last night.
Well, perhaps they would get the Electricons on the IPO. David Bash, are you listening?
Hint,
nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Let's play some more tunes so David can get a real feel of the band, and perhaps hook you up next year. Let's see. Wait, can we do? Wait, I want to get a jingle. We'll do a jingle and we'll kick it right in. Okay, are you ready?
Jingle and song works.
Well, because Bruce is operating, we're doing it off his laptop and he's hitting the button, so we've got to coordinate this. It's something that we don't do normally, but
yeah,
we're
buttoned up very tight.
Right. We are very tight here on 11.
Oh, real tight.
Tight ship. Try it again. Let's see if we can get it to right.
Radio 1. Thank goodness it's fun. Radio New York International.
I apologize. That didn't work right. That didn't work right because I had the internal speakers on. Let's try one more time just to show that
we can do it right.
We can do it right if we want to.
Radio 1. Thank goodness it's fun. Radio New York International.
Now we got that hum. Now, you know, the problem is that hum, you know, sometimes you play it from an external player.
That song played already.
But let's go with it.
wonderful.
R&I. Twin spin. Twin spin.
With the Electricons.
Twin spin. Twin spin. Twin spin. Twin
spin. We'll get it. We'll get it. Hit play. Hit play. There we go. The Electricons on 11L, Radio New York International.
Pinch me when I say stupid stuff. Not too hard, cause I bruise. Slap me when you've just had enough. I don't have an excuse. Don't let me show you my other side, the one that isn't so good. It's only human to be dissatisfied. Ignore my crap if you would. Heavy third, a little less in half. I'm perturbed, cause you don't know your math. Third, but you ain't meeting me halfway. Dividing your time from what I heard between me and some loser, they say. Well, that won't add up to nothing at all, not for you or for me. You're setting yourself up for a fall. You won't find much worse than me. Heavy third, than half. I'm perturbed, cause you don't know your math. Heavy third, a little less than half.
Yes, this is 11L Radio New York International.
You're tuned to the home of the good guys. Radio's own good guys.
R&I. Oofa.
Ah, yes, this is 11L Radio New York International. And yes, this is the pre-show. This is the pre-show, the Bruce Williamson and the Electricons pre-show. Wow, we backed into a pre-show. How's this?
Everything is a surprise. It's such a wonderful surprise working here, isn't it, Dave?
Well, I'm trying to still figure it out. But,
serendipitous.
Serendipitous. Gosh. So I had so much fun at those IPO shows, Bruce, and you got it. We got to get you out there. Has Pittsburgh ever had an IPO show?
I don't believe
no,
so.
No, although he did have, Dave Bash did have one in Youngstown one year, and that was the setting for the Blue Ash reunion, which was, I think, the reason for going into Youngstown, of course.
Well, we're going to see if we can get David Bash to have a Bay Ridge power pop show.
I'll tell you the truth. If he can't do Pittsburgh, he should absolutely think of doing Cleveland. Cleveland is a rock and roll town.
Definitely.
Cleveland or Philadelphia? Philadelphia would be close.
Yeah, Philadelphia. We could get down there and we could see bands in Philly.
Or even Youngstown. You know, Cedars would be a great place for that. It's big enough.
Well, that would be cool. See, I was actually thinking of hopping on one of those cheap Chinatown buses and going up to Boston and catching the Modulators at the Boston IPO. After the show, I mean, Joe was really nice. Joe Ricardello from the Modulators. He came up to me during, you know, before he came in. He said, "Hey, Dave, how you doing? Where's Barry? Hey, there we are." And it was like really good to see. Joe's going to be a guest here on Radio New York International.
Yeah, I can't wait. That'll be a good show.
But the drummer let it out of the hat that they were recording the show. Shh, an 11L exclusive. But and I asked Joe, and he said, they'll see if they can make it sound good. then who knows? It could be some live modulators coming up very soon. But we're sitting here with Bruce Williamson, right, Larry?
Yes, yes, yes. Bruce, Bruce came all the way from Grove City, Pennsylvania, north of Pittsburgh.
No one cares where he came from. They care where he's going. So
Bruce is going back to Grove City, Pennsylvania, yeah, north of Pittsburgh, on a bus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Monday morning. Sunday morning.
Okay, fun's over. Monday Everybody morning. Back on the bus.
Everyone back in the bus.
We're all bozos back on this bus, aren't we, Dave?
Exactly. Let's play another Electricons tune. Let's get out of this, shall we? See if I can make this thing work.
All right, Bruce, just his eyes popped out of his head. He's running to the keyboard there. And oh, yes, he found a goodie. Let's hear it.
You ready to roll?
We are ready to roll.
Just grinding along both days and nights. Breathing's regular, I feel all right. Got a mindless job that pays the rent. Not stupid or lazy, well that's evident. I got the news from the bulletin board. Tuesday was the day I've been looking for. Change my socks, I wanna look real good. I know I'm gonna eat more than I should. It don't matter cause it's pancake day. It don't matter anyway. You get something sweet pancake day. Hip, 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 hooray. Of Aunt Jemima fill my head. I wanted more, but got less instead. It was the sausage guy with a toothless grin. It's his fault, the shape I'm in. And now I gotta wait for another whole. Don't know why I'm here. It don't matter cause it's pancake day. It don't matter anyway. You get something sweet pancake day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Yes, well, we're sorry about the pancake day, but the player was giving us a little bit of hum at the moment.
It's buzzing a little bit.
Yeah.
Bruce, why don't you tell us the names of the last couple songs we just heard from the Electricons?
That last song we heard was Pancake Day. It's very quirky.
Makes me think of
all of them
makes
are.
Makes me think of IHOP. I'm hungry now.
Yeah. Get a big... Big stack.
Well, you have to like tie it into IHOP, you know.
Yeah. Before that was Heavy Third. Before that was Suppressed, and the first song we heard was Extra High, of course.
Very cool.
Really nice.
This is the Electricons, and you can get it on CD Baby.
CD Baby or Amazon.
And do friend them on Facebook. They could use a few friends.
They need friends. Bruce needs more friends. They can get.
Yes, we need
more
friends.
The more friends Bruce can get in New York, the more he can return.
Exactly. So, Bruce, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for signing in here and being part of the 11L Madness.
I want to thank you, Dave, for allowing me to come in here.
I didn't allow you to come in. You just came and you just barged. You just kicked in the door.
Coming in.
I'm doing radio.
This is the problem. I know where he lives. I can just show up whenever I want.
And I want to thank Barry, too, for being such a gracious host, also, for taking me in for the weekend and letting me do my thing.
You fooled him, too, Barry, huh?
Me and Dave do pride ourselves on being friends to the entire Power Pop community. And anyone who comes to New York who lives outside, please contact us for room and board. We are a radio station, and we do serve breakfast.
Bed and breakfast and radio. That's good. So we have lots of space here. We've got like bunk beds for bands coming across the country. So if you do need a reservation, just reach out and call at 718-238-1132. That's 718-238-1132. But Bruce, we got to get out of here if it's the last thing we ever do.
Okay, we got another IPO show tonight.
It's recorded.
No, we don't.
We don't. It's recorded. It's not recorded. It's live. It's Memorex. This is 11L.
That's right.
Radio New York International. We will be back coming up at the top of the hour. That's the 8 o'clock hour, East Coast time, the United States of America, for Power Pop Plus. We're going to play some more bands from the IPO show, Barry.
Oh, Dave, me and you have so much music to play tonight.
Do we?
Oh, yes, we do.
No, we don't. No, we don't. There's no place like home.
Stay tuned, and Dave and Barry will be back to blow your minds. And their own, too.
Is that illegal? I don't know.
It's immoral.
Brooklyn's Great Radio with Radio New York International.
Hey, it's something else. Yeah, yeah.
77 WABC. It's a blast.
Dependable power,
pop.
Solid gold. Remember this wonderful golden hit.